USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The border crisis continues to frustrate law enforcement and lawmakers that claim immigration is broken. Washington begins the fight on whether Title 42 should stay or go this week. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki on Fox News puts the border crisis on Congress.
Republicans of any flavor who want to work with us on that, we'd love to do that. That's why the president put forward a plan, an immigration reform plan, on his first day in office. I can't make a prediction of where Congress is going to vote, but what is important right now is they are using this to hold hostage funding for COVID.
It's tax season, and millions of Americans still need to file their returns with the Internal Revenue Service. Tax day this year is April 18th, but the taxpayers can request an extension until October 17th. By pushing back the filing date, if you're not prepared, you can avoid a failure to file penalty, which is an extra 5% per month on the unpaid amount. USA Radio News.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.